Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and good morning, good morning, good morning. Hi, everybody. I know you've missed us for the past 2 weeks. We've had house cleaning, and we've also had to look at the dialogue as to whether or not this is really serving you. But good morning. Hi, everyone. Good morning, good morning. I'm Marcia Cappuccino, your host today and forever of the Global Vision for Living Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you know, we're on our same topic. How can I show God that I love him? Because anything else we're doing, you know, it's not going to have any real meaning. And since, you know, there's an old adage that love makes the world go around, without showing the creator God, Psalm 83:18, God, that we really love him, it shows we're actually in trouble. We have with us for the 220th show, Colonel Dr. William Harrison. You know, he has all these titles. I want some of these people with all these titles to get on this call. And we're going to open it up because, you know, the world is in bad shape. And it looks like every day is getting worse and worse. And if we have all these highfalutin people that are walking around on 2 feet, we need to hear from you. We need to hear from our guest here, Colonel Harrison, our co-guest and co-host, as to what the real problem is. Because I know, and the Bible says, if you walk in love, you walk in everything. First off, forgiveness. So I want some of you, and I'm going to open the portal up. This is going to be first time in the last 7 or 8 months that I did this. If you can get in, I'm going to see your name. I'm going to call on you. But I know it's raining, so it might work, it might not. But all of these doctors, all of you guys, lawyers, all of you editions of the rules of the laws of man, you got to come on and say something. Because obviously whatever people have been talking about, it is not working. Ain't done no good. Bible says 70 or 80. And if you don't get in a hurry, you ain't going to be even remembered past the word called goodness. Colonel Harrison, what do you think about that? People are going around saying they love themselves, they love each other. What about God? Because I know if you love God, that God going to do work miracles for you. He's going to do great things for you in your life. But every morning, every evening, every afternoon, you turn on the TV or you attend some so-called highfalutin meeting. Ain't nothing happening. And I'm really talking like this because PBS, and I admonish, I'm not just asking you, but I admonish you to get on the PBS channel, and they have a segment on the roots of the black man from slavery. Oh, my God. Louis Gates, you know, he's this professor of some great university. And it just showed all the sponsors that he got together to sponsor this so-called TV show that takes blacks all the way back to when they got out of slavery until now. It will make you cry. I didn't know some of that. But why am I talking about blacks? Because it appears that they're having the most trouble right now in America, still trying to identify who they are, still trying to talk about the white man, still trying to talk about what the white man didn't do. But I tell you what, check out PBS. Check it out. And you will actually see what those blacks did and how they did it. And they weren't talking about the white man then, what the white man didn't want them to have or do. And the white man, I don't like the white man. You don't like the white man because you hate yourself. You don't want nothing to do with the white man because you're still claiming that he bought you. Oh, hey, you know what? Let me get on to the show. But to show God that you love him is to show God that you love your fellow man. You still got people in pulpits trying to raise on the white man. You better get your own self together and tell your woman to stop running you. That's the truth right there. Colonel Harrison, How can a person show God that they love him? Let's start this thing off right.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Coppentino. Listen to the audience. First and foremost, they must find out for themselves that there is a God. The two problems that we are hearing.
Hold it. I'm going to stop you right now. Let's go back. How can anyone get up and find out anything? I think we are contradicting ourselves because first we said pray. No one is going to get out of their bed. I know I'm not. And start looking around the room talking about, oh, I got to find God. We got to stop that. We got to get off of that. No one, the Bible says that, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. So no one's going to get up. Look at the shape of the world. You're a minister. So no one is just going to wake up and try to find God. He didn't say that. He said, seek. You're going to do that in prayer. Nobody, no one, the dead or the living, is going to wake up and start looking around talking about, oh, yeah, I guess I got to have God. Oh, yes, I got to have God. No one is going to wake up and do that. We got to stop talking about that because if that's the case, they don't need a church. They don't need no one-man show standing over them telling them anything. How do I know he's saying anything that's right? How do I know where he got that from? They don't need that. So we're not going to advise people to try to find him. You are not, hey, you heard it from Dr. Coppentino, Marcy Ann Mims Coppentino. You're not going to wake up and just find God. Turn to your Webster's dictionary if you think I'm playing. Find and seek are two different things. They're two different things. If my jewelry fall off a counter, oh, no, I'm not going to seek the jury. I'm going to try to find that jury because, number one, I warned the jury. I bought the jury. I've already showed my jewelry off. So I know I have had the jewelry. That's a tangible piece of metal. I know I had that. So I've got to find that if it falls off a counter and I lose it. But seek it. I don't need to seek no jewelry. I already have it, had it. Past tense, past participle. So let's take it all the way back because we are sending people to God. How can I show God that I love you? This is about God, sending people to God. And the only way you're going to get to God, through God, because of God, because of his son said, pray to the Father. He didn't say, pray to me. So right now, right here now, no one is going to wake up and go find God. Can you help us out on that? Maybe I heard wrong. But no one is going to wake up and find God. They're not even in the churches trying to find God. The numbers, 50,000 of them is closed. And I don't want to say why I think it is that way. We've got to tell them that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. That's it. But you have got to seek him. So, Colonel Harrison, how do you tell your membership to seek God? I know you're standing over them talking, but when the rubber hits the wire and you hear them crying out because they got to go home to the dead, try to work with the dead, try to pacify the dead, how can a person show God that they love him? They have to seek him first. Is that right, Colonel Harrison?
Yes, seeking first through prayer, as you said, Dr. Coppentino, prayer is very important. That's one of the first things that Jesus, after he called his disciples, original 12, he taught them how to pray, the corporate prayer,
right.
The Lord's Prayer, our Father which art in heaven. So prayer is very, very, very important. Prayer is having a conversation with God. Prayer is a solemn oath to the Creator. And so it all begins as we seek God, we search for God. It all begins with prayer, having a talk, having a conversation with God through sincere prayer.
Right. And everyone needs God. You just said something in your a comment. And let me tell you why. Jesus didn't stand there and say, I'm now going to teach you how to pray. He said, pray like this, our Father. He included himself in the hour. O you are our Father who art in heaven. Now he's on earth standing in front of them. He's standing right there in front of them. He wasn't coming at them in a heavenly mist, ghost-like image. He was standing before them and said, this is how you pray, our Father. Now let me tell you something. He could not have told them, our Father, had he not for 3 years walking side by side, talking with them. He was teaching them. I can see now why the universities, the black ones, are closing down, merging. Some of our black people, they ain't into no education. You start trying to teach them. They don't want to hear the truth. Now, if you pussyfoot around with them, fine. You know what? I'd rather die than pussyfoot around them because I already know I'm talking to the dead. I'm just being nice to the dead. When I talk to people that don't want to hear about God, don't want to know about him, no, you can't. I've heard people say, oh, I love God. Don't know nothing about him. Cannot weave the story of the Israelites coming out of Egypt. They cannot read how the kingdoms are affecting us right now. Mighty Medes, the Persians, don't talk about the Egyptian dynasty. They know nothing. They are laughing stock, but that's on them. They say, oh, I love God, or I'm going to church, or I'm going to worship. Don't know nothing about him. Don't you know that's an abomination? He is just letting them live, he said, so that you can see their end. I don't need to see anyone's end. I know what the end is. But when we talk about showing God that we love him, yes, we first got to know who he is first before you can say you love him. So, Colonel, what are some of the ways a person can first get the knowledge of God? You ain't going to love nobody. You're fake. You're fraud, a hoax. How you going to go and tell somebody you love God? And you ain't going to get on no street corner. You ain't going to knock on no doors. You ain't going to stand up there and not know if they're going to open the door and shoot you off their porch. You are not going to do that until you love him. So all those that is not doing the will of God according to his son, Revelation says there's a fiery abyss waiting for you and all those that belong to you. But we as Christians that really love God and that have paid the price, all we can do is cry looking in their face because you already know the end because he done said that. All you can do is cry. Yeah, well, come on and let's eat and come on. You can't do nothing but that because he said the fiery judgment is those that do not love him, do not know him, and do not obey him. How are we going to obey God and don't know nothing about him? Oh, my God, that God is laughing, but he's also crying. So what are some of the ways that we can show God that we love him? Well, I just said one of them, and you agreed, Colonel. You first got to pray to that God for knowledge. If you don't like three ghosts trying to tell you something, find you another ghost. But you better do it because he said, I and the Father, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Don't sit up telling me nothing about Christ and you ain't going to mention Jehovah. You already know that's a hoax. But if you don't know that the Bible said that, we're all fools going along with that. How can you even, Colonel Harrison, stand up and try to tell people what's in 66 books? If they started 50 years ago, they're in trouble. I'm still finding scripture. I just found a scripture that said don't pray for people. It's Jeremiah, the 11th chapter. He said don't even pray for them. They cut out from the Israelites. Who was God's chosen at that time? I don't know how I missed that. Don't even pray for them. I was shocked. I said, now how could I miss something like this? And people, I won't say fools and God standing around, oh, I'm going to pray for so-and-so. Oh, I'm going to pray for so-and-so. I want y'all to pray for me. But you know what? Somebody need to stop them and say, right here and now. No, I am not going to do that. Jeremiah, the 14th chapter, says that, oh, Lord God, behold, he's saying, the prophets, and the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them or speak to them. They are prophesying to you a lying vision, worthless divination, and the deceit of their own mind. He says here, do not even pray for them. Jeremiah 14:11, the Lord said to me, do not pray for the welfare of these people. And it mentions who they are. So that's not me saying it. I'm reading out of the King James Version. And from the book of Jeremiah, them people was crazy. They was doing everything. But they weren't doing what God, the one called Yahweh, God Jehovah, told them to do. So now here we are fast forward with the hungry walking, beggar still alive. I could go further with that. That is not showing God that we love him if we got to beg him for anything. Jesus didn't say go to God begging. He said go to God asking. But you got 1 in 10 begging, ain't got nothing. And let's not talk about the blacks. We've had a good a discourse last week about black folk that burn everything down. Now look at them. And I know they probably are shaking in their boots with that multi-billion dollar merger between Kroger and I think it's another store. This thing is getting ready to wrap up. If Jehovah said famine, you ain't gonna be able, I ain't gonna be able to get over to my granddaughter and give her $5 for something to eat. Jehovah go mess that up. I hope I'm alive just to look in the face of those that are doing it. I'm not playing. But now God, this creator God, how can we show him that we love him? We just said you got to pray, and we just said, number two, you ain't going to show him nothing if you don't know anything about him. You're not going to show him anything because his son that he sent told you what to do, and if you're not doing it, you got a problem. Colonel, help us out some more on this. What must we do to show God that we love him?
In addition to prayer, once we seek God through prayer, we must learn as to who he is. The Psalm 83:18, God Jehovah. We must learn who he is. We can learn who he is several ways, either through a teacher or either through the individual reading of the Bible or listening to audio tapes of the Bible to get to know who the God of the first book of the Bible, Genesis, who the psalmist writes in Psalm 83:18, that men may know that thou, whose name is Jehovah, is most high over all the earth. So then once you get to know who he is, then you submit to him. You submit your life, your ways to him, so that he can lead, guide, and direct your path as he has done mine and others who have gotten to know who he is. So we have to learn who he is and then submit to him.
That most certainly is right, and I like that statement, learn. Well, let me tell you something. That's going to be quite a feat because you got people sitting up in these churches right now, and you probably know this as a minister. You better not get up and mention the name Jehovah. I triple dog dare half or more of the preachers in California to get up and mention that name, Jehovah. They scared of that because when you mention the name Jehovah, as Psalm 83:18 that I already mentioned before we was even born, thought of, or whatever, conceived, they don't want to hear that. Because they know when you mention that word, Jehovah, as being the Most High God over all of the universe, they get scared from the pulpit to the crumb sitting in the back pew. They get scared of that because one thing they know, one thing, even a news show them walking with them Bibles, walking. They didn't have no cell phone with no Bible in it standing up with that garbage. He said, by this you will know my people. So there's got to be a look. There's got to be an attitude. There's got to be a walk. But you know what? when you mentioned learn, you got that right. They've got to learn. But now let's get real. Who on this earth is going around talking about that name Jehovah and asking for a Bible study? See, it puts everybody else to shame. It makes everybody else liars. It makes everybody else liars. Who, when you mention that name, they ain't going to that name because they know they got to get right. And they know they keep them places clean. You don't see all the garbage going. I tell you what, you better not go in there begging. I swear before Jehovah God myself, you better not even, it should not even be heard of you going around begging. They don't do that. They don't do that. Calling up, I need my rent paid. I need this. My granddaughter can't pay a light bill. I swear you better not do it because it really means it's something suspect with the teaching of them. And number two, it's something suspect with the ones that are not listening. He said, do my will. You got to live in abundance. Hallelujah. Praise God. So now you talk about they got to learn. Well, who are they going to learn anything? How do they know that? The Bible says Jehovah and his son said, make my name known. You don't have nobody standing and said, okay, we got to get out of here and make his name known. Oh, yeah, you know my name through begging. But he says, make my name known. Isaiah 43:10, King James Version. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know, and believe in me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and beside me, there is no Savior. You can run to the store, run to your husband, run to your granddaughter. That ain't about anything. He says, and beside me, there's nothing. Isaiah 43:10. Somebody need to look it up because they're not called by no other name. He said, you are my witnesses. People can lie and make fun or whatever, but look at the shape of the world. Ain't nothing to laugh at now. The churches are empty, and the ones that are not empty, they almost closed. And the ones that's not almost closed, they're closed. 50,000. So what if 50,000 churches in America, and the newsman didn't say over in the United Kingdom. He said right here, founding fathers, that's where we also need to teach. They don't want to teach about Jehovah God as being the supreme God. Talk about Benjamin Franklin, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, how America was framed, all religious men. Come on, somebody, we're all but one. Look it up. They ain't even following them. They got a few dollars in their pocket, and that's it. Well, I tell you what, oh, Lord, when they get hungry and their stomach starts shrinking, they're going to call. The Bible says it, says they're going to call out. So right now, how can I show God that I love him? I need to, number one, you guys, you got to pray. Something's got to tell you my life is ugly, it's wrong, it ain't right. I'm praying, I'm coming to you. Oh, Jehovah, I'm coming to you. Whoever, whatever your name is, I don't care what it is. Just help me. Send me some help. I tried it from a suicide attempt. I've seen it for decades going to doors. Oh, my pastor ain't never came over and sat down. They ain't got time. How's one man going to take care of 100 if he has? They don't have it. So that's why the Bible says, turn unto me to make your salvation free. His son said, our Father, who art in heaven, Jesus didn't take no credit. He didn't stand in no pulpit to take no credit. He said, our Father, mine too, who art in heaven. He was telling them then, don't try to crown me king of Israel. He is in heaven, and he sent me forth to bring salvation. And here we are. So, number one, how can you show God you love him? You better get on your knees and pray. Stand up if you got to holler out. I'm sick. I'm miserable. I know I only got 80 years with special mightiness. Do something. I just don't want to pass through here a nothing and then come on out a nothing. Don't know where I'm going to spend eternity. God, in prayer first. He said, our Father which art in heaven, your name is it, but hallowed be thy name. Thy name is hallowed. And then he went on, said, give us this day. Some of them don't even want that. They got to lie through a day rather than approach God. Okay, so that's number one. And then number two, Colonel Harrison, you touch on this. After a person gets God attention, because you ain't going to get no attention unless you go through the Son. He said, nobody comes to the Father except through me. And you know, to approach him, you sure better be good. You sure better be trying to do what the Bible has said do. But Colonel Harrison, once a person gets God's attention, what is the next step? I want to show God that I love him every day. What is the next step? I done prayed. He done heard me. He said, I hear the prayer of the righteous. Uh-oh, I see a clue there. I hear the prayers of the righteous. Because he just said, if you're going to come to me now, you got to witness. You got to be witnessing about me, telling people. People can scoff at the witnesses or not. Don't never hear nothing evil about them. And I just told you, you better not call them people begging and talking about you got the domestic violence. I've never even heard of that with them people. Because you get with the right one. You get with people, live with them, smell them, stay with them, and don't know God. It ain't going to last. Anything that looks like it, it is a fake and a fraudulent environment. We can't cross God. Satan will get to think, oh, well, I got extra money on my check, so I don't have to obey God. I tell you what, keep on walking. Keep on trying it. But, Colonel, after we have prayed to God, I hate to use the word begging, begging to hear, what should be our next step? It has to do with educating ourselves. What should be number two? You want to show God that you love him? You ain't going to show him if you don't know nothing about him. That's the clue. Colonel Harrison, so what should be step number two if we want to show God that we love him?
Step number two, Dr. Coptina, learn who God is. You learn who God is by either getting a teacher or reading and studying the Bible yourself. You can even get audio tapes. You can bring up Bible scriptures on your smartphone, your computers, laptop, notebook, what have you. Get to know who God is. The only way you can get to know who God is through the 66 books of the Holy Bible. It is written. God has revealed himself to us, what he wants us to do, how he wants us to live his life. And once we do that, then God will be pleased with us. We turn from our ways, learn who he is, turn from our ways, turn to God's ways, and God will see that we walk, live a life that is pleasing unto him, which also will bless us in this life, this 70 or 80 years or however long we live on this earth.
Thank you so very much. That is so true. But I'm going to add this. Matthew 28:19-20. We got a few seconds. And Jesus came and said to them, no man, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them. Uh-oh. So stop it right here. Let's stop it right here. That's what you got to be, that second point. You ain't going to get nothing. You ain't going to find nothing. Ain't nothing going to fall out of heaven with some words on it. You have got to be taught. You got to have got to be taught. So you got to identify the ones that are teaching. They ain't got to go sit up in no church. They'll come to your door. I got some new materials from Jehovah's Witnesses. They're coming to your door. Don't lie to God. You ain't had a chance. You don't know. You ain't got to have no gas. They will come free and sit and teach. You have got to be taught. Now, if you don't want to hear about God, you catch your Bible study, you're going out to stuff show, that's on you. I'm crying right now because I know you're going to die. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. We want you each week. Each Saturday, we're here for you. Global Vision for Living Today. God bless you. Have a great weekend.